Shem Sfasai Tiftach Afiya Gitil Asecha. Shem should help us to speak true words. And I thank you once again for challenging me with this awesome task of trying to unveil some of the mysteries of the Pnimius, the inner dimension of the Zmiros of Shabbos. So again, before we actually get to the Zmiros, we'll have to decide, I guess we'll take a vote, where we should start. Should we start from Lecha Dodi? Where does one start? Okay, we'll talk about that, but just to continue ever so slightly along the path that we began for ourselves last week, let's try to introduce the whole inyan of Zmiros in general, of singing Bechlal, but Befrat singing to Hashem, and then even Befrat she Befrat, speaking of the Zmiros that we sing on Shabbos, to try to uncover for ourselves a Mahalach in Avodas Hashem, to try to better ourselves. It's Sunday, so it's a long way to Shabbos. And even though everybody's waiting for Shabbos, very strong already in this Chabura, we still have to figure out a way to connect to this idea at all times. As we know, that the Baal Shem Tov taught that everything in Avodas Hashem, every mitzvah, every hanhaga, every aspect of our service of God is deeply rooted at every single moment of our lives. So that, as we mention all the time, if right now it's dark outside and Am Yisrael doesn't put on tefillin, Am Yisrael doesn't daven shacharis right now, nobody sitting in this room is obligated in the mitzvah of counting Shiva Nikiyim for Nida. No people sitting in some seminary across the hall, some other across the way, the Rova, is chayev in the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. And yet, the Baal Shem Tov taught that every single person, at every single moment, whether you're male, female, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, a king, a pauper, a field owner, a donkey driver, whatever you are, it doesn't matter what you are, you're chayv in all the mitzvos. Whether you have sheep in order to give Meiser Behema, or you don't have sheep, all the mitzvos are chayv at all times. We just have to know how to fulfill them. So we have to try to make a mahalach in the Zmiros of Shabbos, which, of course, will help us. I hope everybody, this Shabbos felt a little bit different, hearing the songs of an Adam Kasher, hearing the songs of ourselves as we sang those mirrors. I know it was very meaningful for myself. To try to make a path in Avodas Hashem. So we begin with a comment from the Sefer Chassidim. There you go. Sefer Chassidim, nothing to do with Chassidus, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, who was from the time of the Rishonim. Rav Yehuda HaChassid wrote that when the Torah says, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShavi'i, Hashem blessed the seventh day, V'lo Pirish B'ma. Hashem blessed the seventh day, but it doesn't exactly say how Hashem blessed the seventh day. Rav Yehuda HaChassid writes that if we want to know how Hashem blessed the seventh day, it would be important for us to find out what is a blessing. If we want to know what a blessing is, one way to do that is to find out what a curse is. If we know what a curse is, we can see that its opposite is clearly a blessing. Ela ba'osan dvarim shekilel Iyov es yomo. When one begins to search and finds that Iyov, the tzaddik Iyov, who was tested by Hashem, who, after being so challenged, finally cursed the day of his birth. He cursed the day that he came into the world. So if we were to discover what Iyov uses as examples of what a curse would be, then we would know that Hashem blessed the seventh day with the opposite of that. So the Sefer Chassidim says, if one looks in Sefer Iyov, you would find, Al Tavo Rinona Bo, that on the day of my birth, instead of having a regular birthday, my birthday is so cursed the day that I was born is so horrific an event that I was brought into this world that lo al tavo renana bo. No song should be sung on that. No happy birthday. No yom huledet sameach. Nothing. Don't sing any, so no simen tov mazel tov. No singing on the day of my birthday, because my birthday is a day of klala. My birthday is a day of curse. Says the Sefer Chassidim, Michlal shebirach es haShabbos be'or b'mitzvah sheyishev v'yiranein b'shvachos shenemar mizmor shir liyom haShabbos tov lahodos l'Hashem l'zamer l'shimcha elyon. What we can infer from here is that if Eov calls the day of his birth a day of darkness, a day of no singing, so then it must be that Shabbos is a day of light, is a day of singing, Shiros v'tishbachos t'Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos tov lahodos l'Hashem ulazamer l'shimcha elyon. V'yesh l'smoach b'Shabbos b'pekudei Hashem yishar m'sam chleiv, and therefore one should rejoice through actual song on Shabbos, to show that today is not a cursed day, as Eov taught a cursed day is one that has no song, but rather, it is a day of blessing. The Chidah was a Svardi Mekubal and Talmudist and Halachist who wrote enough Svarim to fill at least one of those bookshelves over there. I often struggle with the Yitzhar to buy Kol Kisvei Chidah, and then I just think of my apartment and the bookshelf space that doesn't exist anymore because of all the Svarim that are already there, and somehow it curbs my appetite to purchase it. But Afal Pikein, it's very Kedai. Everybody here should own a copy of Kol Kisvei Chidah. It's very, very Kedai. So the Chidah, in a Sefer Pnei David, by the way, there's also an excellent biography of the Chidah in English. It's a translation of his diary, and it's great. I remember two things off the top of my head, but I'm sure if I thought about it, I could remember more. Just how could I not say this? The first is that on the first day of his journey, he set out on his journey together with all his stuff. He went on a massive journey. And I think on the first day it was, he dropped his pipe, and it broke. And he took that as a sign from Shemayim that he shouldn't smoke a pipe anymore. That is one thing I remember. And the second thing I remember is that he ended up at some gvir's house, some rich person's house, and the person happened to have, you know, it was before there was libraries of Sfarim like this, and the person happened to have a copy of, like, the Ramban on Maseches Beitzah or something. And he says, so, like, how often do you get to see a copy of, or, you know, of the Ramban on Maseches Beitzah? And I knew I was going to be leaving there the next morning. So I stayed up the whole night and I read the whole Ramban on Maseches Beitzah. He just, you know, like skim through the Ramban on Maseches Beitzah, just like read the whole thing. So that's the Chidah. So the Chidah writes, Rabbeinu Ephraim perishes a pasuk. Rabbeinu Ephraim is one of the Balei HaTosfos. We'll see, he says that the unless he's talking about a different Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's a famous Rabbeinu Ephraim in Balei HaTosfos. He explained the pasuk, Vayechul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvam Vayechal Elokim B'Yom HaShvim L'Achto Asher Asov Vayevarech Elokim B'Yom HaShvi. B'derech Remez. Vayechulu Hashemayim V'Aretz Hashem finished creating the heavens and the earth. Zehu Aguf. This is the body which is made up of earth from the ground and dust from the ground. And Shemayim, a breath of God that's put inside of the person. V'chol Tzva'am. And all of the different parts of this, all the hosts of the skies. He says, as Merames to the Atzamos and the Gidim, the sinews and the bones that make up the human being. Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, shegomar es melachto ba'adam, shehu apeh hanikra shvi. Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, Hashem finished on the seventh day, he finished b'yom ha'shvi, the seventh. He says seven is meramis to the mouth. Why is seven meramis to the mouth? So Farachi knows very well that Rabbi Nachman talks about the fact that the face is like a menorah, right? Because when, I believe it was Rav Chanina ben Tradyum, but maybe it was a different one of the Asara, Harugim Malchus, when Rav Chanina ben Tradyon was killed, I believe it was him. No, that can't be. It wasn't Rav Chanina ben Tradyon. Rav Chanina ben Tradyon was with the Sefer Torah.
Was in the Torah.
I forget who it was. Somebody had their head knocked off, and they said when they saw their face, they said Menorah HaTahora. How could it be that the holy Menorah that this face, which was so enveloped in an aura of Torah, how could it be that it's now lying on the floor? So the face is always compared to the menorah, and just like the menorah has seven branches, the face has seven openings. Rabbi Nachman, of course, talks about this at length in the Kutei Maharan, that the face is like a menorah. If you look at my face for a moment, I will demonstrate. Don't get too freaked out. That the ears or the outer extremities are the outer branches of the menorah, right? And as you move in, you get two more branches over here from the eyes, two more branches more deep inside from the nose, and then the mouth in the middle. See it? Look at my face now, and you'll see that there's a branches of a menorah, right? So Rabbi Nachman says the seventh is the mouth in the middle, the pet in the middle, and Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Chida, corroborates this idea from Rabbi Nachman, not directly associated with one another, but he writes that the pet is Nikra Hashvi, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashvi, Shebachar bo mikol ha'evarim lilmod bo toro l'shavach l'kadosh baruch l'yachid shmo ha'miyuchad. And on the seventh day, this mouth, which is the seventh piece, on the seventh day comes to miyached Shem Hashem through Torah and Shiros v'tishbachos to sing songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chida writes an interesting remez, Hashivi, the seventh, is b'gematria shevach b'peh, praise with one's mouth, which is the whole Indian of Shabbos, that on Shabbos, we come to not have the klala of Eov, but rather to come to a place of the bracha of Shabbos, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashvi, Hashvi is Shevach B'peh. The bracha of Shabbos, as the Chida points out, is the Shevach B'peh. This is exactly what the Sefer Chassidim said as well. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is Hagidim?
Gidim are the veins. Okay, how exactly that's Meramis to in V'chol Tzva'am? I don't know, you have to write a sefer on that.
Okay, and the last part that he created was the mouth?
Yeah, the last thing Hashem created was the mouth. Even, right, the Gemara Nida, everyone knows the famous Gemara Nida, that we learn all the Torah inside of our mother's bellies, and then at the last moment, the Malach comes and gives a patch on the mouth. The Maharal has a lengthy discussion about exactly what that means. People say that's where this comes from, there's no source in Chazal for that. But the final stage of what makes the Adam different than everyone else is that there's domim, which means inanimate life, there's tzomeach, there's chai, and there's medaber, that we are able to speak, and that we are able to use that speech, to be mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka on the seventh day, which is the seventh opening of the face, is a deep inyan. Okay, so a few more ideas, and then I want to tie it back into what we were talking about last week. I really want to spend the majority of the time reading this piece from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who by no means is a Hasidic master, but by all means is a Hasidic master, and is going to share with us a very deep teaching, even if it wasn't exactly his intention, but it's dripping with this inyan of Zmiras B'Shabbos, and exactly what we've been developing last week about the difference between a person who sings on Shabbos as an Adab Kasher, right? You can go back and listen to the shir from last week, or look at your notes. That the whole inyan of Shabbos is that speech and dafka zmiros become elevated to the place of prophecy, and it helps to transform us into better servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll come back to that idea in one moment. I just want to share with you one last idea. It's kind of an introduction from Rav Aaron Agudel of Karlin, who of course is the author of the famous Zemer.
Ka'echsof.
Ka'echsof. Okay? So Rav Aaron Agudel of Karlin, in his Beis Aaron, writes, Hirhure tshuva olim la'adam besudas Shabbos, excuse me, krovim biyoser l'nekudas ha'emes. The hirhure tshuva that a person feels when you're sitting around the table on Shabbos and you're with dear friends, you're with fellow Jews and you're sitting and you're singing the zmiras of Shabbos, the hirhure tshuva which come to a person while sitting at a Shabbos table, the sigh that a Jew lets out in the middle of a zemer is closer to the nekudas ha'emes, is closer to that point of truth. Ukemat shegavoim yoser mirhurei tshuva ha'olim la'adam be'es ha'tfila. And is sometimes even greater, and is oftentimes even greater than the hirhurei tshuva that a person gets when he's in the midst of davening, he's standing, he's omid lefnei Hashem, when a person is sitting at his Shabbos table on Shabbos, davka, singing the Zmiras of Shabbos from a place of Netzach and Hod Dikdusha, that we spoke about last week, but he elevates himself to that place of prophecy, the Tukruvim, right? When he's able to move to that place, and Rav Aaron Agadol of Kalin said, Shahazmiro shel Shabbos Kodesh, Hema Bechinas Knafayim Lesuda Shabbos. The Zmiros of Shabbos are like the wings of the Shabbos meal. It's what allows the entire meal of Shabbos to become elevated, to fly up to their intended place. What exactly are all these tzaddikim talking about? That the Shevach of Yom HaShvi is the Zmiros, and the Zmiros are the wings, and all these different things. How do we understand this in a deep way? So I hope that over the next 20 to 25 minutes or so, we'll try to develop this idea and come to a deeper appreciation of what Zmiros on Shabbos are, and come to a deeper appreciation of how we can try to facilitate having Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as well. So it's Gemara in Ksubis. I believe in YU they're learning Ketubot this year. So it's a Gemara in Ksubis. And the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara, Kol Shiva. We make the blessings of the Birchas Chasanim, also known as Sheva Brachos, right? As long as there are 10 people there, Ba'asara, meaning in a crowd of 10, Kol Shiva, all 7 days of what we refer to affectionately as the Sheva Brachos, those 7 days of blessing. Amr Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, V'hu Shabo Panim Chadashos. And this is true that we recite these Sheva Brachos all 7 days, as long as every single day there are Panim Chadashos, there are new faces. In other words, if the same people were at the wedding and are then again at the Sheva Brachos and there are no new faces, then we are not permitted to recite the Sheva Brachos. The Sheva Brachos are recited Davka, as a result of the fact that there are new people here who are being Mesamech, the Chasan and Kala, in a new way. So we again recite the Sheva Brachos. The Gemara goes on and says, Amar Yehuda, what are the Brachos? Mayim Avarech, what are the Brachos? Amar Yehuda, Brachot Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakol Borel Chvodo, V'yotzer Adam, and it goes through all the different Brachos of the Sheva Brachos. Tosus on the spot quotes from the Baal HaTosfos, specifically from the Ri. Listen carefully. V'hu shebo panim chadashos, Omar Ri, de panim chadashos ein kore ele b'bnei adam shemar b'mishfilam ha simcha. That's a typo, sorry. Yoser. So, panim chadashos are all about people who are being marred by the simcha. It's a new perspective on the simcha. Someone else who had not previously been engaged in this particular simcha of the Chasan and Kala. V'shabbos, d'chashvinon panim chadashos, d'amrinon ba'agada, mizmar shir li'om ha'shabbos, amar kadosh baruch hu panim chadashos bo'o l'kan, nemar shira, hasam nami marbim l'chvod ha'shabbos b'simcha v'suta. Unbelievable. Says the Ri, Shabbos is considered panim chadashos. When a person comes to Shabbos, in other words, a person gets married on Wednesday. So Thursday, if there are new faces there, you can say Sheva Brachos. Already comes Friday night, if there are no new faces, everyone's the same people who were at the Wednesday night Sheva Brachos, or on the Thursday night Sheva Brachos, it's okay. They're considered Panim Chadashos. Because when Shabbos comes, either, on one way of reading it is, Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashos, Shabbos Malkisa is the Panim Chadashos. But an alternate way of reading it, which is the way that many read it, is that a person's face on Shabbos is not the same. The person's face changes. That the people who were there on Wednesday are not the same people who are there on Shabbos. It's totally different. Like they say by Rav Chaim Chernovitzer, who was the great lover of Shabbos. Right? Everyone knows Rav Chaim Chernovitzer loved Shabbos so much he got kicked out of school when he was a little kid. Right? His first day of Cheder, they were learning Bereishis, Rav Chaim Chernovitzer. And his rabbi said, okay, let's learn Chumash Bereishis. Everybody open up your Chumash. So repeat after me. So the Rebbe read Bereshit bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, and everybody repeated after, and he said, "Nu, what is the taich? What does it mean? Bereshit bara Elokim. Nu Bereshit. What's Bereshit mean?" So little Chaim Chernovitzer, before he was the Rebbe, Chaim Chernovitzer, who wrote an amazing sefer about Shabbos because of his love for it, called Sidur Shel Shabbos, one of the classics of Chassidus, highly recommended. So Rav Chaim Chernovitzer raised his hand, he said, ooh, Rebbe. So the Rebbe called on him, he said, yeah, no, Chaimel, what does Bereshit mean? So he said, Bereshit, das is Shabbos. So his Rebbe said, no, Chaim, Bereshit doesn't mean Shabbos. Bereshit means Barishona, in the beginning of. So he said, okay, that's Bereshit. What does Bara mean? No, who knows what Bara means, Kinderlach? So little Chaim Chernovitzer said, ooh, Rebbe. So he said, yes, Chaimel, what does Bara mean? So Chaimel said, little Chaim Chernovitzer said, Bara, das is Shabbos. And already by the third or fourth word, the Rebbe said, his kid's being chutzpah, they could kick him out. But what he didn't realize is that Rav Chaim Chernovitzer mamash lived Shabbos, every word of the Torah was Shabbos. And he wasn't wrong, you know? Because the Zohar says that Bereshit is the Osios Yira Shabbos. Right? Okay, anyway, so he was kicked out. But Rav Chaim Chernovitzer, they say by Rav Chaim Chernovitzer that he mamash grew. He grew a foot on Shabbos, they say. When he came out of the mikvah Friday, he looked like a different person. So somebody once asked, Mamish, like, yeah? He said, yeah. He literally looked like a different person. He was a foot taller, and he just looked like a different person. Panim chadashos bolakan. A different person. So by Sheva Brachos, we may not be able to see it, but the tzaddikim were able to see it, they were even able to show it. And on Shabbos, a Jew looks totally different. You know, last week we were talking about the Shabbos tikmensh. A person comes the whole week, he's limping around, you know, a little bit Torah, a little bit tefillah, a little bit falling down, a little bit nivel peh, a little bit back to the base medrash, a little bit shmir sinayim issues, a little bit back to base medrash, a little bit controlling his taivas achila, and he falls in that. And Shabbos, all of a sudden, a person comes to Shabbos, and it's like panim chadashos bo lakan. But Tosfos says something amazing. Look at the Riz. He quotes this medrash agada that I don't even know if we have. Panim chadashos bo lakan, and then Tosfos writes from the Ri, Bagada mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. This is the song of Shabbos. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu panim chadashos bo lakan. So I want to explain this. What does the mizmor shir liyom haShabbos have to do with the panim chadashos bo lakan? What does this have to do? What does all of this have to do with the teaching from Rabbi Nachman in Torah Gimel and Likutei Moharan that we learned last week? I'm trying to pull all this together. Seder? Oh. So the Heiliger of Yaakov Kamenetsky and Sefer Emes LeYaakov, also highly recommended read. Every piece is golden. Emes LeYaakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Very strong. So Rav Yaakov writes the following. Okay? He says, there's a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah that reads as follows. B'medrash Shmos Rabbah Parsha Hei Os Yudches Isa. If somebody wants to be a Baal Chesed to go, and someone just wanted to go, yeah, the dinner for you guys. Okay, good. Oh, someone will have to fill them in. Melamed shayu biyodim megillos shayu mishtashein b'hem mishabbos l'shabbos. Listen, this is awesome. The Yidden in Mitzrayim had Megillos that they used to. Well, anyone want to try to translate the word? Mishtashein Bahen. Delight. They would delight in them. Shashua means like a toy, right? There's like some store in Talpiot that I once took Noah to go get some toys called Olam HaShashuim. World of Toys. So they would. Play with them is not the right word, but they would delight in these megillos. They had these manuscripts that they would delight in. Mishabbos l'Shabbos. Lomar shakadosh baruch hu goalan. And in these manuscripts, it would talk about the topic of these manuscripts is it would talk about how Hashem is going to redeem the Jewish people. L'fisha yunochim b'Shabbos, since they would rest on Shabbos, this is what they spent their time doing. They didn't read newspapers. They didn't take long naps. Maybe also, but they read these Megillos. Amar lehem Paro. Paro said, Techabed avoda al anashem v'yasuba. Velo yishtav. So let them, Paro tried to make the Jewish people a little bit more busy, to kabed ha'avoda, to strengthen, to make heavy the workload on the Jews, so that they won't be redeemed. Elohim mishtashein v'ayu nafshein b'yom ha'Shabbos. What would happen? Even though they would work very hard during the week, we come to Shabbos, all of a sudden Shabbos, they weren't taxed so much anymore with the hard work. They were able to have a day off, and they would spend that Shabbos, you know, enwrapped in the Kedusha and the delight of these Megillos that would talk about how they'd be redeemed one day. So Rav Yaakov, Adkan Lashon, that's the end of the Medrash. And Rav Yaakov writes, Hine lo matzinu b'shul makom, ma hayu Megillos eilu? What were these Megillos? Ma ala b'sofan? What were they? Where did they go? Why don't we have any record of them? So what exactly is this Medrash referring to? Va'ala b'dati lomar, so Rav Yaakov says, I had an idea, maybe to explain what these Megillos are. I assume that's a typo. I typed this over by hand, so maybe vehine or just stam hine. Im nedayik b'mizmor shir liyom ha'Shabbos. So if a person is medayik in the words of mizmor shir liyom ha'Shabbos, you look at that mizmor shir, we say it every Shabbos. It's one of the songs of Shabbos, one of the zmiros that we'll have to analyze the iyun. So in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Nira Shalom Nimtza Sham Shum Zecher Liyom HaShabbos. It's a very strange title, superscription, I think it's called, to that particular Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. What kind of a strange opening is that to a Mizmor that has absolutely no mention of Shabbos anywhere? Here is the song of Shabbos. And it talks about Tov Lahodos Hashem Lazam Hashem Chalayon Lahagid Baboker Chastecha V'Munascha Balelos. To have faith in God when things seem hard. Ma Kesher. So says Rav Yaakov. And Yerushim Mizmor Zeh Hoya Echad Miamigilos Shishtash Ubahen Bayom Hashabbos Mitzrayim. That this Mizmor was one of the Megillos. We wanted to know what happened to the Megillos, and what exactly was the whole inyan of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, of these Mizmorim that the Yidden were singing, and these Megillos that they were being ma'ayin in over Shabbos. So he says, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is this title is given to this Mizmor because this, perhaps, was one of these hidden Megillos that we don't know what happened to them. This is what happened to it. It got put into Sefer Tehillim. And the only reason it says Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is because it's telling you, this is the song, this is one of the documents, one of the manuscripts that the Jewish people would read in Mitzrayim on Shabbos after a long week of being beaten by Paro and his minions. And after Paro had already agreed to give the Jewish people a certain holiday called Shabbos, Ubachar la Moshe Yom HaShabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu chose the day of Shabbos. See there, Moshe she'asu bnei Yisrael v'yishtashu b'migiloseya. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Paro gave us a day off, and he distributed these manuscripts on papyrus. And he said, Chevra, after you eat your cholent, and you're sitting down on your couch, before you fall asleep, read this. What happened is that Paro saw that on Shabbos the Jews were reading these Megillos. It was giving them all these ideas about how to not give up hope and how to continue moving forward. So Paro said, no more these Megillos. You're going to have to work on Shabbos also. No, but let's take a step deeper. Everyone's okay? I know I'm doing a lot of reading inside. Va'achre ha'iyun nira li demekevan shematzinu shemizmor shir liyom ha'shabas, Moshe Rabbeinu Amar. And I'll prove to you, says Rav Yaakov, that Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos was actually written by Moshe Rabbeinu. See, many of the Mizmor Tehillim were not written by David HaMelech. David was the author of many of the Mizmor Tehillim. David HaMelech was perhaps the editor and chief of Sefer Tehillim. But David HaMelech was Malakiyat from many different places. And Moshe Rabbeinu arguably was the author of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. You could argue that Adam Rishon was the author of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos as well. That's for another time. But he says, look at Rashi in Maseches Bava Basra, in Daf Yedal Amud Beis. Rashi writes, Tfila LeMoshe, V'chol Yud Aleph Mizmorim Kisidra. Tfila LeMoshe was certainly written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tfila LeMoshe. And the next 11 Mizmor Tehillim were written by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Rashi writes that. And if you look, from Tfila LeMoshe until Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, there's only two Mizmorim. Tzadi is Tfila LeMoshe. And Tzadi Beis is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of this Mizmor. Im kein yesh lomar de Mizmor zeh haya echad me amegilos hadon b'inyan shal rasha v'tovlo v'tzadik v'ralo. This is unbelievable. If you look at the Mizmor of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, it says, this is the song of Shabbos. This is the song of Shabbos. And then it goes on to say, Tov l'hodos Hashem u'lizamer l'shimcha. It's good to praise God, to sing songs. Zmiros. And what are the songs that we sing? Lahagid babulker chastecha ve'munascha v'leilos. To sing of God's justice in times of light and to have emunah in times of darkness. Ve'emasai amda she'ilazu b'chol takfa. When did this question of things are so hard, things in the darkness are so difficult, tzadik v'ralo, you have tzadikim, the b'nei Yisrael, tzadikim, but it's hard for them. When did this question come full force into the history of the Jewish people? If not, certainly this question was most potent when the Jewish people are in Mitzrayim. And it's Yadua that they're supposed to be the Amech Kulam Tzadikim. This is the generation, this is the people, this is the nation, the Bnei Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are the Tzadikim. And yet somehow, how could it be that for the Tzadikim it's so difficult and for the Rishayim everything seems to be so good? Bnei Yisrael hayuroim beinayim ki tzadikim heim. The tzadikim are the tzadikim lu'umas Mitzrayim. Opposite the Mitzrayim, they are tzadikim. V'sof davar ha-Mitzrayim ishtabdim behem. And yet somehow the Mitzrayim are the ones who were always in power. The Mitzrayim are the ones who were putting them in these narrow confined streets. Mishtabdim behem. They forced them into labor. Va'az adon ha-Navim nizdakek l'sheilazim. So the Adon HaNaviyah, Moshe Rabbeinu, came to them with an answer to this question. So when the Jewish people received Shabbos, this day of rest, they would gather together and they would go over this Mizmor Tehillim, which says, Lahagir Baboker Chastecha Ve'emunascha Balelos, even when things are difficult. Emunah Balelos. What does it mean, Emunah Balelos? So this is so beautiful, listen to this. So now he says, on the last line, Hinei Nitzayir Na. Imagine, paint for yourself the following picture. Latzmeinu. Let's paint for ourselves the following picture. Mahayu osim achenu hamaduchayim v'yom menuchazah. What would our broken, downtrodden brethren do on this day of Shabbos that they receive from Paro? Kamuvan shahayu holchim el ha-yeshiva. They would go to some house of study. They would gather together. Shalo paskum me'avaseinu v'yu drushim lefneihem. But it's sire, now we should picture for ourselves Mahaisa Ikar Hadrasha. What were they talking about then? Kamuvan la odiris rucham, they would to increase their spirit in terms of their belief in themselves. Bashal Yikashu Kushyazush al Tzadik Viralo, they shouldn't think, how could it be we're tzadikim and yet everything's so bad for us? Ulazet tikin Moshe Rabbeinu l'shon Mizmor zel Yom HaShabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu said, everybody study this Mizmor on Yom HaShabbos. And you'll see that even though it seems like the Mitzrim are in control, ultimately, there will be redemption. So I'm reading this piece from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and I'm thinking to myself, this whole inyan that he's saying is mamishar inyan. Listen deep now. We already explained that a Jew during the 6 days of the week is stuck in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is milashon meitzarim. He's stuck in the 6 days of the week. He's in this narrow, confined space. he confines himself to previous expectations of himself, expectations that he's placed on himself, expectations that his parents have placed on him. Some Rebbe who told him he'll never be anything. And he put himself in this narrow, confined place. He doesn't believe in himself. And he can't understand. Because the whole time, he bumps into his Rebbe in the hallway, and he's reading the Svarim HaKadoshim, and he's reading over and over again, and Rabbi Nachman says that every Jew is a tzaddik, and even if you fall a million times, you're still a tzaddik. And even a tzaddik who makes mistakes is still a tzaddik. The mistake is a mistake, and the tzaddik is a tzaddik. And his Rebbe sends him a text message and says, tzaddik, get out of bed. And he says, tzaddik? Who's a tzaddik? I'm not a tzaddik. I missed Shachris. I'm not a tzaddik. I was nichshel in some avera. I'm not a tzaddik. I forgot to bench this afternoon. And all week long, this person is running along, and he has this horrible, horrible limp in his avodas Hashem. And he says to himself, tzaddik v'ralo. I'm a tzaddik. But rali, not rali, that like the mitzvim are beating me physically. But my whole life is ra, everything I'm trying to do. I'm being beaten down over and over again. I set this goal for myself, I stumble, I made a mistake. I decided that's it, the last time I'm going to eat after I'm full. And look, I went again and I kept on eating. This is the last time I'm ever going to give in to the taiva of sleep. I'm not going to fall asleep through the whole afternoon. I had this chavrus and then I blew it. My time management is bad, my anger management is bad, my this management is bad. But I'm being told I'm a tzaddik v'rali, but it's not. So comes along the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, comes along the Song of Shabbos, and Shabbos turns to us and says, you're not bad. It's just that during the week, you're stuck in the Mitzarim, you're stuck in the confines of what it means to run around, and it's only going to get harder, you're going to go to college, and it's going to be papers, and it's going to be this and that. And the struggles of Parnassa and the things that make you feel like, I'm a tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? And you'll look back at these days and you'll say, wow, these were good days. But you have to remember, Shabbos is the thing that keeps us realizing and remembering that afal pikein, even though it seems like tzaddik v'ralo, v'emunas chabalelos, during the week when things are hard, during the week when I don't feel like I'm a tzaddik, I have to remember, I have to picture for myself, I have to remember what it was like to sit on Shabbos at Shal Shudas when there was nothing else in the world that I wanted. When I couldn't care less about anything else. Not the movie that to go after Shabbos or the friends that I'm going to meet with, I just want it to be Shabbos forever. And that emunas chabalelos is that during the 6 days of the week, a Jew has to keep in mind that there's this reality of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'Lizamer L'Shimcha Elyon, that even though it seems like Tzadik V'Ralo, ultimately I return to that station, that bus stop of Shabbos every week, and I get off and I get 24, 26, 28, depending on how much Tosef Shabbos, 36 extra hours where I can enter back into that state of Gan Eden when everything is good. When I become an Ish Kasher again. And Panim Chadashos Bo'ol Kan, I'm not the same person. Those Panim Chadashos that come are the source of the Zmiras of Shabbos. We explain that the mouth is called the Shvi, is the seventh opening in the face. But it's only the seventh because the entire face is all of these seven, the menorah of the face. On Shabbos becomes a totally different thing, which means that the mouth is a different mouth. And out of that realization that I'm not so bad, that even though during the week it was tzaddik v'ralo, it was the svarim say I'm a tzaddik, my Rebbe says I'm a tzaddik, I somehow know intellectually maybe that I'm a tzaddik, but I don't feel like a tzaddik. But it comes to Shabbos and a person again regains, that place of being a tzaddik, that wholeness of being a tzaddik. So we'll end in a few minutes, even though there's more I want to do. We can maybe continue next week with it, but I want you guys to be able to eat. You can also feel free to get up and wash one at a time to go. Suda's mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Chanukah that any Suda that has Zmiros is a Suda's mitzvah. That's why in Chanukah, even though there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a mitzvah to have Suda on Hanukkah. So he quotes from the Maharil that if you sing some songs, that makes it into a Suda's mitzvah. So Kavachomer, we're learning about this Miras, that's for sure a Suda's mitzvah. So everyone can feel free to go wash if you need to. So the Nefesh HaChaim from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the Vilna Gaon, student of the Vilna Gaon. So the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perek Tes Zayin explains exactly how this works. Why is it that when a person comes to the Yom HaDinishmasim, a person comes to the day of Shabbos, which is the day of soul, all of a sudden he taps into this Olam of Nigun, taps into the world of song. His face, the Panim Chadashos HaBa'olokan, the Panim Milashon Pnim, doesn't say a person's an Adam Chadash, it says Panim Chadashos, his whole inside, his whole face, Pnim and Panim is coming from the same, his whole inside, his whole face becomes a totally different thing. So I want to read the Nefesh HaChaim together, and that's where we'll end, but in order to understand the Nefesh HaChaim, let's just read a passage from the Zohar, if that's okay. I only understand it because of the Matov Midrash, but this is the actual Nusach of the Zohar. The Zohar writes, Tzelusa de Shabbos da'ama Kadisha, the Tfilos, on Shabbos, da'ama Kadisha, of the Holy Nation. Again, I'm not going to explain every single thing here. There's talking about Spheros here, but it's not going to speak about any of that openly, but I'm not going to explain any of that. Tzulasan Ashkechu Bahayoma. Three prayers are found on that day. There are three tefillos of the day of Shabbos. Lekabel Tlas Shabzai Akmo. In order to receive the three levels of Shabbos. The three levels of Shabbos, on a Kabbalistic level, are talking about three of the different spheros. Again, I'm not going to explain that right now. But on a more simple level, the three in Sifrei Chassidus, the three Shabbos is referred to Shabbos Bereishis, the creation of the world, Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and the Yom Shekula Shabbos. Those are called the three Shabbosos, right? And the three davenings, or the three meals that we have, and the three tefillos that we have, are keneged, the three Shabbosos. The Kuluchad, and they're really all one thing. Now here's where it gets interesting. Kevan, I mean that was also interesting, but Kevan, the Alu Amakadisha Lebek Nishta, once the holy nation comes to the Beis HaKnesses, comes to the Shul, Asir Lishtadla Afilu Bitsarach Beik Nishta. They're not allowed to be osik in anything on Shabbos, not even in arranging the Shul or anything like that. You come to Shul, Elabamile Tushbachon Vitzlusa Varaisa. We come to Shul on Shabbos, we don't engage in anything else, no Kiddush clubs, no nothing else. We come to what? Tushbachan v'tzlusa v'araisa. We come to praise Hashem in song and in Torah. Uman d'ishtad v'mila nachrinu v'mila d'alma. Person who comes and engages in idle chatter or in anything else. Da'ihu barnash t'kom mechal Shabbos. This person is being mechal Shabbos. You didn't turn on any light switches. You didn't check your beeper. You didn't do anything. You're mechal Shabbos because you were not involved in singing Shiros v'tishbachos d'Hashem. Vai! Leploni delesle chaluka b'kut shabricha. Woe unto the person who has no chelek in God. Va'alda boy. I'm sorry, I'm skipping some of the things. Va'alda boy l'shtadli b'tzlusa b'shirin v'tishbachon d'marehon. And therefore, a person needs to try very hard to sing songs and to daven with songs. Shirin v'tishbachon d'marin of their master. V'shtadli b'raisen, to try to learn Torah on Shabbos and Shul. Hayoma diyu yoma dinishmasin. This is the day of the soul. I want to explain what these words mean. This is the day of the soul. The atra hahu tsrura dinishmasin, which is bound up in the tsrura dinishmasin, which again is one of the spheros. Begin kach meshavche tushbachin tushbachasa dinishmasin. From this fact that it's the yoma dinishmasin, it's the day of the soul, from there comes all of these songs. From the panim chadashos, that a person's soul is completely new. And on Shabbos, he gets to dip into those Megillos, the Megillah of Mizrach Shilom HaShabbos. From that place, a person arrives at the songs of Shabbos. So before we read the Nefesh HaChaim, I'm not going to read the Or Zeruah inside, but the Or Zeruah was one of the Rishonim. The Or Zeruah writes that from here, he quotes an amazing Medrash, I beg you to read it inside. He says, from here comes the minhag that we add all of these different songs to our davening on Shabbos. Kel Adon, Nishmas Kol Chai. all of these different anzmiros, all these different things, these additions, a longer pesukim in Zimra, all these things are based on this Zohar, that it's the day of Shirin v'Tishbachin, it's the Yom HaDinishmasin. So let's try to understand Zohar on a simple level, simple people like ourselves. The Nefesh HaChayim says that we know that there are five levels of the soul. Three levels of the soul are in the body. In other words, we have access to them, even simple people have access to them. And two of them are above the level of our interface. They're referred to as Naran Chai. Naran Chai.
Five levels of what?
Five levels of the soul. This is not Kabbalah. This is found explicitly in the Medrash Rabbah to Sefer Bereishis. It's one of the first Midrashim in Medrash Rabbah, Sefer Bereishis. That there are five parts to the soul. We call it Neshama, but the Neshama contains five parts. And their acronym, in order to remember it, is Naran Chai. Naran Chai stands for Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida.
Nefesh, Ruach,
Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. If we had time, I would explain to you what each of those five parts are. Maybe that's a different series for a different year. Shana Gimel. We'll talk about the five parts of the soul. But Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida are the five parts of the Neshama. And Chai and Yechida are separate, that's why they're put separately, are really outside, they hover over. They're referred to as Oros Makifin, they're surrounding lights as opposed to Oros Pnimin, which the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama are internal to the body, right? Yeah, it's very basic for now. So it says Nefesh Chaim, come with me now on a little journey, last thing, and we'll end here. Ki yadua shenefesh ha'adam b'chlala, hi kalula migimu b'chinas pratios. The soul is composed, at least the pnimius of the soul, the inner parts of the soul, are composed of three parts, v'hem naran. They are naran. What's naran?
Nefesh,
Ruach, Neshama. Shem atzmam, that they themselves are gimel, b'chinos, maisa, dibur, machshava. That these three things themselves correspond to maisa, dibur, and machshava. Nefesh, which corresponds to the right, the pasuk says, ki adam hu nefesh. The blood is the soul. Everybody knows what happens if your blood gets cut off from a part of your... You wake up in the middle of the night, you stuff in your arm funny. You lose movement. So that's maisa, right? Dibor is ruach. Person speaks. That's the ruach, right? And neshama is machshava. It's the consciousness, right? The spiritual consciousness of a person. Maisa, dibor, machshava. I'm sorry I'm going through this fast. Really, we should be spending more time on this. You could ask me after. Shezek kol adam. This is the entire person. His thoughts, speech, and actions. The gam, the whole teva yesh gimel nelson. This is very deep. The whole teva yesh gimel b'chinos ma'isa di b'machshava. Every letter, every word in the Torah, and every letter even has aspects of naran. Vehema osios hanakudos va'tamim sheba. So, if we wanted to make a chart, we would say that naran, which is nefesh ruach neshama, corresponds to ma'isa dibor machshava. And in the, I'm sorry, I'm sitting down, sloppy. So, which corresponds also to Os, Nekuda, and Ta'amin, meaning the truck, right? Right? The Maisa is the Os, is the actual letter itself. Dibor, it's impossible to speak a letter. What is Aleph without any Nekuda? Can you make that sound? No, there is no sound. Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Unless you put one of the nekudas, it doesn't make a sound. It only, you can only write it. You can make a maisa. You can do a maisa of aleph. But you can't do a dibur of aleph without a nekuda. And machshava is the tam. Oh, so here's the pshat. So says the Nefesh HaChaim that tamim, the trup, or alternatively the song of the Torah, the part of the Torah which is sung, corresponds to the neshama. The neshama is the spiritual center point of the person. Just very basic. Nefesh is our ability to move. Ruach is our ability to have emotions and to speak. Neshama means our spiritual nucleus. So when we say, listen carefully now, when we say that the shiros v'tishbachos of Shabbos are ole from the fact that it's the Yom HaDinishmasa, it's the day of the soul, what we mean to say is that since the soul corresponds to that aspect, the machshava of a human being, which corresponds to the tamim, the song of Torah. The tamim, the trup, the song of Torah. What that means is that when a person comes to the Yoma Dinishmas, and he comes to activate the day when the soul is activated, but not just any part of the soul, but the Neshama part of the Neshama. The Neshama Dinishama is activated on Shabbos. Then a person begins to sing out, because what that means is that on Shabbos, the Tzadik Viralo disappears. A person stops saying, yeah, I know I'm supposed to be a Tzadik, but I'm not a Tzadik. All of a sudden comes Shabbos and a person's reminded that the person during the 6 days of the week who was struggling so much, he comes to Shabbos and he says, okay, you know what, for one day I could really do it. For one day I could exist without my phone, without my computer, without my distractions, and I'm able to focus in a different way. On Shabbos, Paro and the Mitzrim, the narrow confined straits that we put upon ourselves, disappear. They run away. And what happens is, instead, there's an activation of the neshama, and the neshama begins to sing out. And everything that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks to try to understand the different zmiros of Shabbos over the next year, kimat, that we'll have together, is based upon this particular foundation. The foundation of what Rabbi Nachman began to teach us last week, and what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Zohar and Rav Chaim Volozhiner taught us this week, that Shabbos is a day which is totally different. A person who sings at the Shabbos table is singing with a recognition, with a foundation that he understands that the Jew who's sitting at this table now, this Adam Kasher, who's sitting at the table now, the Zmiros V'Tishbachos that I sing here at this table transform me so that when I go back into the 6 days of the week and I go back into the Leilos, I'll be able to have Emunas Chaba Leilos, I'll be able to look back and say, the person that I was on Shabbos was a different person. And if I know that I can do it on Shabbos, I can at least have a little bit of that during the 6 days of the week. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, He should help us, that we should be zocha to understand deeply these Megillos of Shabbos that Hashem gave us, the Megillos of Shabbos, of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, the Megillos of Shalom Aleichem, of Eishes Chayil, of Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yamin, the Menucha V'Simcha, all these Megillos of Shabbos that Hashem gave us to be Mishtasheya in. If we understand them properly, Hashem should bless us. This is a tefillah. This whole introductory shir is a tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that we should see who we really are through this mirrors of Shabbos. They should help us to see ourselves as Adam Kasher that we are. And when we hear our own nigun on Shabbos, it should transform us so that, like Rabbi Nachman said, a person who hears a nigun from Adam Kasher, a zay tovlo, that it should be good for him. Bizuchet to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, b'mhir amin. Amen.